Good afternoon and welcome back to the Big Bear Arena. Suhai Hockey in the official radio home of Blue Devil Athletics, 1230 WSOO. Dave Watson, Matt Arbick here on the call as West Ottawa of Holland, Michigan takes on Suhai, and the Panthers win the draw, moving left to right as seen on your radio dial. They'll fire it in the right wing corner in the Suhai end. West Ottawa in a shootout lost 2-1 to Petoskey last night. Suhai lost in a 3-1 game to Cap City in the opening game of the Kuwaitan Casinos Showcase. This is day two of the showcase. Suhai still has the puck in their own end. And now West Ottawa with it and behind Tristan Forgrave. They'll flip it back to the blue line. Picked up there by number two, Andy Peel. Peel will lose the puck. Here come the Devils out of the neutral zone. Left wing side, Avery Wilson walking in around the D. And now Wilson cycles the puck down low. He's hit hard by Peel. Now it's picked up there by number 13. That's Walks. And now Austin Walks will bring it up the left side. Andy Peel walking right in around the D again. He'll put the brakes on. Left wing quarter on angle shot up and out of play as Forgrave got a hold of it. And it goes up into the netting. 16:01 to go opening period. To play, there's no score. Earlier today, it was Capital City 3-2 in a shootout win over Petoskey in the first game. That was a dandy game as Cap City won that one. That's a good hockey team, Capital City. They beat a really good Northman team today, and they get the sweep on the weekend. It'll be a happy bus ride back to the Lansing area. From the drop of the puck now, Suhai has the puck, and now it's going to be played by Dominic Chico. Chico in his own zone, Jocelyn with two Panthers, picked up by West Ottawa. Now the big forward with the puck, that's Jack Keenan. He'll lose the puck, comes out to center. Now across the Panthers' blue line, they'll trail back with it off the Dashers. Up ahead now, this is Brendan Updike. Updike out to center, over skating the puck, Logan Wieselik, their top goal scorer. Now it's shot right back in by the Panthers. They'll fire it in the right wing corner. Now it's Cade Estrich with the puck. Estrich cross ice now. They'll cycle it down and behind the net over to number two for the Blue Devils, and that's Evan Hoagland. Hoagland brings it up ahead. The top goal scorer for Suhai is Hoagland this year. Out to center now, it's Evan Kennedy. Kennedy for the Blue Devils off the backhand, dumps into the Panthers zone. Now it's picked up there by Logan Wieselik. Wieselik up ahead, he misses Keenan on the pass. Now in the neutral zone, here comes Suhai, and it's going to be Ethan McDonald. McDonald tied up there by Wieselik. Across the blue line, now it goes to Trace Moran. Now over to Eli Hills. Hills splits the D, he'll dump it down and behind the net. The goaltender, they only have one, Gavin Melcher for West Ottawa. He's the only netminder on this team. They only have 18 skaters, so it's a little bit of a thinner bench. Cap City, of course, had a rather a plethora of players last night, including four goaltenders, so it's the other side of the equation there. Now the Panthers dump the puck out the center, shot right back in by Joey Engel back in the lineup. He'll fire it in for the Suhai and behind the West Ottawa net. Here come the Panthers. They'll bring it up. Stretch pass misses his man to the right side. Icing call. He wanted Austin Helder, and we get a stoppage in play. 14-24. No score here at the Big Bear Arena.
Yeah, he tried to hit Helder on a long stretch pass there and just missed it with icing.
West Ottawa comes in here again as they have a 2-9 or make that 2-10-0-1 record, the one being a shootout loss of Petoskey last night right from the draw. The shot by Medrick and the save made there by Melcher. And again, you got to give a little caveat to that, Matt, with West Ottawa. They play in that very tough OK conference. They're in the Rue division. They name it after legendary coaches Ron Baum, Rue, and then Coach Fisher in Grand Rapids. And they are loaded in that conference. Rockford's very good. Grand Rapids Catholic Central, East Kentwood, East Grand Rapids, very good teams. And they're in the division with Byron Center, who's a good team, and Granville, who's very good. So, yeah, that record 2-10-0-1, but they don't play cupcakes. And West Ottawa gets the puck out to center. Suhai has it, and the Blue Devils now try to get it across the blue line. It's picked up there by the defenseman. Good play by Colin Van Fossen. Van Fossen fights his way through traffic, gets it up the left wing side. Now across the blue line, moving in now. This is going to be Ian Merzlov. His shot, that goes up, and I think the goaltender got a piece of that one. It's kicked away, now picked up there by West Ottawa. They'll deflect it in the Suhai zone, and Andy Goodrich, who had a good game last night, the team captain, dumps it down, and we get an icing call. 13:27 left opening period. There's no score. And Matt, I talk so much, I rave about Andy Goodrich. He's just a good stay-at-home defenseman. knows his role, his positioning very good, and one of my favorite Blue Devils here in the last several years.
Yeah, he really does stay at home. He is a good stay-at-home defenseman. On that play right there, it seems like he just missed another stretch pass, and it went ice again.
From the drop of the puck now, here comes Suhai. Dominic Chico is a man to his left. He's walking right in. His shot deflected up into the netting, out of play. 13-17 left opening period of play, and a scoreless tie. Dave Watson, Matt Arbeck here at the Big Bear Arena. Broadcast engineer, the Pocket Rocket, to the rescue. He put his cape on, and like Mighty Mouse, he flew to the radio station. Though it was own fault, he didn't schedule a board up. Now across, Matthew, as John Bell would say. Now the Owls get the puck, or rather the Panthers get the puck down low into the left wing side. It's picked up there by West Ottawa. It's going to be Logan Wieselik. Wieselik back to the left point. Back it goes over to Wieselik. Wieselik back to the left point now. Picked up by West Ottawa, and it's cleared away by Suhai. And here comes Dominic Chico. He has two men to his left, or right, walking through traffic. He had two shots blocked, and the Panthers clear it out to center. Still no score. 12 and a half to go opening period of play. West Ottawa with the puck across the blue line. They'll walk right in. It's Wieselik again. Now Logan Wieselik down and behind the net, in behind Forgrave. He'll play it there to Austin Helder. Helder back to Wieselik. Wieselik, their top goal scorer, gets the puck now over to the corner. Now it's played in between the circles. There's a shot. It goes well wide. Goes over to the corner. Now along the wall, picked up there by number 24. That's Colin Reddy. Reddy gets it in the slot. There's a chance. Loose puck there. Rebound, they score in between the circles. Suhai could not get their stick on the puck. And West Ottawa takes the lead 1-0. And 12:07 to go opening period. And the Panthers up 1-0.
Well, Dave, that started with number 10, Wieselik from Ottawa. He kind of made a little move to avoid a hit check. He got it deep. They cycled a little bit, and they got it right out front, and he banged it home.
He's already a pretty good player. He's all over the ice. 4:53, time of the goal in the first period of play. Force West Ottawa. Here's the totals. Even strength. They give the goal to the four Menson Wieselik that Matt mentioned there. And the assist goes to number 14 for West Ottawa, Austin Helder. Here's Suhai in front. Moran the shot, and that's kicked away. It goes down and behind the net. Trace Moran. Moran on the backhand. There's a rebound for George Bauman. And a shot and a save made by Melcher. 1-0. The score. West Ottawa with the lead. 11:35 left in the opening period. Again, Logan Wieselik with the goal, assisted by number 14. And that is Austin Helder at 4:53.
I really like Suhai's answer to that goal. They're in the offensive zone. They're really pushing right now.
From the drop of the puck, there's a shot well wide of the net. It goes down low left wing corner now. Picked up there by Dominic Chico. Over to Evan Kennedy. Off the dashers, up ahead to Engel. Engel sloppily tried to keep it in, and it's knocked away. Very lackadaisical by Joey. Joey has to trail back. Gets it up to Chico. Chico at his own blue line. Chico now brings it up ahead. He'll trail back down in behind his own net. And now Dominic now up ahead it goes. Loose puck. And now it's picked up by West Ottawa. Chico tries to clear it out. And now he'll get it up the center. Chico dumps it now to the blue line. Picked up there by the Panthers. They'll bring it right up ahead now. Number 18, Merzlov. Merzlov will shoot it in front of the Suhai net. Now it's picked up there by the Blue Devils. Now number 17, it's going to be Vanderlaan. Vanderlaan will lose it, and it's shot right back in and behind Engel. Now it's Joey Engel up ahead in the stretch pass, left side entry feed. Chico lofts it into the West Ottawa zone. Panthers get to the puck. They'll bring it up ahead now. Marzov with the puck. Marzov will shoot it down in behind the Suhai net. Odin Medrick loses it. Now the Panthers got it in front, and it comes back out to center. Now picked up there by West Ottawa. West Ottawa will dump it on the dashers into the Suhai zone. Andy Goodrich in his own zone. He'll wheel around to get away from the Panther player. Lost his skating there, lost his edge. Goodrich gets it back, and he takes a big hit at the blue line by Wieselik. He does a little bit of everything. He's a Swiss Army knife out there. He scores, gets assists, and puts the body on people. Now West Ottawa dumps it into the Suhai zone. Picked up there by Goodrich. Goodrich, a long entry feed up ahead to center. Dumped out there by Ethan McDonald. And now West Ottawa has the puck. Picked up there by number 12. That's Mitch Wiesner. And Wiesner turns it over to the neutral zone. Suhai with it. Cade Estritz. He scored a goal last night. Cade down and behind the net. Estritz now dumped hard to the boards by Peel, and Estritz comes right back at Peel as they jostle and hang on to sticks. And West Ottawa has the puck. Backhand entry feed stolen by Hoagland. Hoagland loses it. Now it's picked up by West Ottawa. And now Mitchell Wiesner. Wiesner loses it into the zone. Picked up by Suhai. Blue Devils out to center. Now it's Avery Wilson. Wilson now with the puck. There's a shot up into the netting out of play. 9:17 to go opening period. 1-0. Great action here at the Big Bear.
Suhai's going to have to keep up with the pace with this physical play right now from West Ottawa.
Well, they're playing the body, and when they were here a few years ago, they played with an edge, did the Panthers, and they don't have a lot of depth, but I'll tell you what, they're very physical. They held with it with Petoskey last night. They do not score a bunch, but right now have a 1-0 lead. West Ottawa with the puck down and behind their own net. They'll head up ice. Marzloff turns it over. Suhai shoots it right back down and behind the net. Evan Kennedy gives chase. Now Dominic Chico. Chico now tries to find Kennedy. Stolen, and now here come the Panthers. They'll head up ice. Van Fossen. Van Fossen on an entry feed. They'll bring it up now. The trailer, Van Fossen walking in. His shot, and that's just wide of the net. Now it's picked up there by Forgrave, and now it's picked up by Marzov. Marzov now will dump it down low, right wing corner, picked up there by Chico. Chico will bring it up ahead. Now Chico walking in. Chico around the D, nice move to his right. A shot, a backhand kicked away. Kennedy can't get to it. Now it's picked up there by West Ottawa, and now it's Austin Walks. Walks will bring it up ahead. Walks now will get it back over. It goes to Marzov. Marzov with the puck will get around the Blue Devil player and dumps it the length of the ice, and that will be icing with 8:16 to go in the opening period, and a 1-0 lead for West Ottawa. Faceoff back in the Panthers zone. Dave Watson, Matt Arvik here at the Big Bear Arena. Matt the Pocket Rocket getting us on the air, our broadcast engineer.
Dominic Chico just gave them the best opportunity for a goal they had all game.
Here's a shot. It was a good move, cutting right inside. And now shot kicked away by the goaltender, Melcher. Goes down low, and now the Panthers get it out the center. Hoagland loses it. Now McDonald. McDonald tries to shoot it in there, and he does. He'll dump it down and behind the net. Picked up by West Ottawa, Colin Reddy. And Reddy will try to bring it up ahead. It's stolen away. McDonald keeps it in the zone. Now it's jostled around. Panthers get to it. Here comes Wieselik, the goal scorer. He turns it over in the neutral zone. Shot right back out by Trace Moran. It goes down low and behind the West Ottawa net. Picked up there by the Panthers. Panthers heading up ice now. Moran tries to steal it. Suhai gets to it in the neutral zone. Joey Engel on the backhand off the Dashers into the West Ottawa zone. Blue Devils try to clear it out. Now the Panthers with the puck there. It's going to be Updike. Brendan Updike up ahead. And now Colin Reddy. Reddy loses it to center. Shot right back in by Avery Wilson. It goes down and behind the net. Now the Panthers with it there, and they'll try to head up ice. Now it's a shot out there by the big forward Jack Keenan, and Wieselik in the neutral zone trying to steal away from Odin Medrick. Medrick lost the puck. We get a whistle. Stoppage in play. 7:08 to go opening period, and the Panthers have the 1-0 lead. Suhai has pretty much controlled the puck possession, Matt, and it has the puck tilted in the West Ottawa zone for a good portion of this period.
They do. They have to keep up the pressure in this offensive zone, but they got to start matching this physical play, or I think they might kind of lose their gas like they did last night.
Good point. Drop of the puck in the neutral zone. Suhai, they lose it. Another sloppy play in their own zone. Odin Medrick now tries to clear the puck out. Now he'll play the body there, but the Panthers dump it in front. Blue Devils clear it out in the entry feed out to center. Knocked away. Good play there, physicality-wise, by Hoagland to bump out the West Ottawa player. Blue Devils in the entry feed, left side. Chico, he's hauled down, and no call, but yes, there is. The far referee's making the call. Delay penalty, and that will be a penalty for tripping to West Ottawa. First power play of the game, and Suhai gets it down 1-0 with 6:37 to go opening period.
Chico made another great play, moving to his right, trying to evade that defender. Did it. The defender turned his body and tripped him up. It could have been a nice 3-on-2 there.
I think he knew peripheral vision where that stick was, because he was jumping in the pool there. I give that about a 9-5. Nice lean, to get that penalty. Suhai, whatever works. So a tripping call to number 14. There's a deflected shot wide of Melcher, and Austin Helder in the box for tripping. for the Panthers. Suhai on their first power play of the day. Down 1-0 over the right wing corner along the wall. Jay Dunbar. Dunbar with the puck. Plays it down to Evan Kennedy. Kennedy now fans on the entry feed. Kennedy now goes to the boards. Andy Peel helps him there. Here's Chico cycling the puck in behind the net. Sends it in front. Nobody home. It's deflected the length of the ice. Race to the loose puck. Dunbar now. He will get on his horse and behind the net. He has help right there, Austin Walkies. Walkies will lose the puck, and now here come the Blue Devils up the left side. Hoagland. Hoagland now, he falls down as he gets it to Chico. Chico with numbers, a high riser goes wide, and it rails around low on the ice. Back to the right point, Suhai with the puck on the power play. Down 1-0, 5:40 to go in the opening period. Entry feed in front, Chico has it knocked away. Now in between the circles, there's Hoagland. His shot didn't get through traffic. It goes into the right wing corner. Dunbar is there. Dunbar back to the point for Suhai. Hoagland the one-timer. That goes well wide in the left wing corner along the wall. Joey Engel. Engel rubbed out on the boards, and it's shot out there by Wieselek all the way down the ice. Now this is Forgrave playing the puck from there. We have a stoppage in play and a 1-0 lead for West Ottawa, but a penalty to Suhai. Joey Engel is going off, negating the power play here. And it is, I believe, a slash on Engel. So there goes that power play.
Tough break.
That is a tough break, Dave. Suhai has really been controlling this game ever since West Ottawa has scored.
Yeah.
They just kind of gave it away on a sloppy mistake on a stick-on-stick infraction.
Face off to the left of Forgrave in the Suhai zone. And now both teams even strength with a guy in the box. Here comes Wilson. Avery Wilson, his shot for Suhai goes up and out of play. Melcher deflects that out of play. 5:11 to go, opening period, in a 1-0 lead for West Ottawa. But Suhai's out shooting them 7-1.
Wilson turned on his afterburners on this right side, got a shot on goal, and the goalie deflected it right up into the netting.
Face off, now won by West Ottawa, picked up there by Garrett Vanderlaan. Vanderlaan now loses the puck, picked up by Marzoff. Marzoff will bring it up ahead. Marzoff now entangled with Avery Wilson. Now Andy Goodrich has the puck. Goodrich now in the neutral zone. He'll backhand it into the West Ottawa zone. Picked up by Brendan Updike. Updike in his own zone, plays it on the hard around. George Bauman will get to the puck in the West Ottawa zone. 4:40 to go, opening period, 1-0. West Ottawa with the lead. They're going to go on the power play right now as Suhai has a guy in the box for 1:15. That's Engel. And the penalty to the young man Helder is now done with. So the Panthers get a 1 minute and change power play. 4:20 to go, opening period. Suhai holds it in the West Ottawa zone, down and behind the net. Picked up there by George Bauman. Big George Bauman now loses the puck. West Ottawa comes away with it, and they'll bring it up the ice. It's Brendan Updike. Updike has it knocked away. Good play in the PK by Goodrich. He clears the zone. Down in behind Melcher. Panthers bring it up ahead. 45 seconds left in the power play. Now at the blue line of West Ottawa, out across center. Wieselek has it there. Logan Wieselek, he'll dance around above the blue line and fire it down in behind Forgrave. Picked up by Suhai. Ethan McDonald clears the zone in the backhand all the way down the ice. 3:45 to go in the opening period. 25 seconds left in the penalty to number 20, Jack Keenan for West Ottawa. Make that Joey Engel, my apologies. That's to Suhai. Now here comes West Ottawa walking right in. Good chance. He lost the puck. Andy Peel, he wanted a penalty. And he might get something here as 3:31 to go, opening period of play. 1-0 Panthers, 14 seconds left on the Engel penalty. And we'll see what we got. Another penalty to Suhai. Jay Dunbar will go off.
Now it looks like they're taking both of them, Dave.
Oh, they are. Peel's going off too. Peel tried to plead for the penalty to Dunbar. He wanted that. He pleaded his case to the referee, but the official ends up taking them both as they were jostling back at one another.
Yeah, Peel took Goodrich's stick and kind of threw it there at the end of the play, so that's why they took them both.
That will do it. 3:31 to go here in the opening period, and face off to the right of Forgrave as he sees it. And now it will be Hoagland winning the draw down behind the net to Oden Medrick. Medrick now on the hard around, misses Dunbar. Now it comes out the center. Stumbling there is Marzoff. Marzoff will trail back. He'll play the puck up ahead. And now West Ottawa, this is Wieselek. He'll lose the puck back in the neutral zone. Picked up there by Marzoff. Marzoff now dancing around with the puck. plays it in the entry feed up the left side to Quinton McLeod, and McLeod down and behind the net. He'll lose the puck there. Suhai picks it up, and here comes Kennedy. Evan Kennedy now up the left side over to Dom Chico. Chico walking right in. Chico loses it. Kennedy is there, knocked away, and there's Updike. Updike gets it across the blue line, whistle, and Suhai stole it. It was played by Medrick, but he had a whistle due to an offsides. Skater in front of him. 2:52 left opening period, 1-0 the score, as West Ottawa has the lead. Both teams, of course, battling in this one, and of course, offsetting penalties a moment ago to both the Panthers and Blue Devils. And now the drop of the puck taken there by West Ottawa. They'll bring it up ahead. Van Fossen moves in, and a big hit by Estrich in behind the Suhai net. Blue Devils get to it. They'll backhand it out to center. Loose puck now picked up there by number 18. That's Owen Marzoff. Marzoff will dump it down and behind the net. He gets dumped himself. Moran helped him to the ice. Now it's fired out to center. Race it a loose puck. Trace Moran on his horse right in front of the West Ottawa bench. Tries to get to it. Wilson can't. Comes out to the neutral zone. Picked up there by Joey Engel. Engel now with the puck at his own blue line. Engel now right wing side, taps it over to Wilson. Wilson across the blue line, picked up by West Ottawa. Here come the Panthers. They'll bring it up ahead now. Walks, and Walks is hit there by Bauman. Big physical hit by George. And there's your physicality. George Bauman's a guy that can bump with the best of them, and he can get it going. Down and behind the West Ottawa net. 1:55 left opening period. Suhai gets to it. Now Ethan McDonald with it. He's hit, and he clears it down and behind the net. Eli Hills can't get to the puck. Picked up there by Hoagland. Hoagland now with it. He is hit. That would be a hit from behind penalty there, or a boarding. Here comes Wieselek. He'll walk in. Left wing set around Medrick. He's walking right in. Good play by Oden to slap it away. And now Hoagland tries to clear it out. Now it's jumped down and behind the net now. Picked up there by Hoagland. Hoagland now gets it up to Medrick. Medrick up the left wing side to McDonald. McDonald up the center. He misses his man Hills on the pass. And now here comes West Ottawa with it. Ian Marzoff. Marzoff down and behind the net. Marzoff with the puck. Marzoff plays it there and behind the net. 1:10 to go in the opening period. 1-0 West Ottawa. Played there by number 20, Jack Keenan. Keenan plays it down and behind the net. Now around to Marzoff. Marzoff taps it down and behind the net. Up the right wing side now, Colin Reddy. Off the glass, picked up by Suhai. And this is Medrick. Medrick now to Goodridge. Goodridge now will tap it into the zone with Kennedy's help. West Ottawa dumps it right back out to center. Now Kennedy with the puck. Kennedy across the blue line, up to Goodridge. He misses the pass, went behind him. And Andy got to it, and he hits it up on the netting. 42 seconds left in the opening period. 1-0 West Ottawa.
Suhai seems really hesitant right now. If they're not in the offensive zone, and some of these defensemen, these past couple plays have been kind of caught on their heels a little bit. Guys getting around them. You gotta be aware. Pay attention. Make sure you know where your guy's at.
Drop of the puck picked up there by Suhai. Bowman clears it in the zone, does George Bauman. Picked up there by West Ottawa. They'll dance right in. Mitch Wiesner. Wiesner plays it down and behind the net. Picked up by Suhai. Now it's going to be Avery Wilson. Wilson up the left wing side out the center. Now Wilson walking right in around the D. Wilson now sends it in front. Loose puck. And Suhai couldn't get to it. Bauman, it went behind him. It's cleared out the center by the Panthers. 15 seconds left in the period. West Ottawa, Van Fossen dumps it into the Blue Devil zone. Joey Engel has it there. Engel now entry feed to Wilson. Dumped out the center. Shot right back out by Andy Peel. 6 seconds to go in the period. 1-0 West Ottawa. They clear it on the hurt around to Suhai out to center. Wilson helped it there. The horn sounds. That's the end of the first period of play. West Ottawa 1, Suhai nothing. And we will come back with the first period scoring summary. Matt's thoughts on that period as the Panthers have the 1-0 lead over Suhai. Back in 2 minutes as you listen to Blue Devil Hockey on the official radio home of Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOO. As we come back to the Big Bear Arena, Suhai right now with a 1-0 deficit. West Ottawa with the lead over the Suhai Blue Devils, as it was goal for West Ottawa to get things going back at the 4:53 mark of the first period of play, and a goal by Logan Wieselek assisting on the goal, number 14, Austin Helder, and that was at even strength for the West Ottawa Panthers. And Suhai had a lot of chances in that first period but could not capitalize. They were 0-for-1 on the power play as well, and 1-for-1 on the penalty kill. Shots on goal 7-1 in favor of of West Ottawa, though I don't think that's right. Or 7-1 in favor of Suhai. Yeah, that would be right. And the one shot went into the net for West Ottawa, and that was a goal by Wieselik. And it's a 1-0 lead for West Ottawa. Earlier tonight in the shootout, it was Cap City 3-2 over Petoskey in a shootout loss for Petoskey, a 3-2 win for Capital City, and that was earlier today. And right now, 1-0 West Ottawa with the lead over Suhai. Matt, your thoughts on that first period of play?
Suhai did a really good job of controlling the game that first period. This could be a 2-3-1 game right now, really. They got to match the intensity a little bit with the body. But just look at the positives. Keep doing what you're doing in the offensive zone. Maybe concentrate a little more because they're not they're not quite there when they're trying to break out of their own zone. And I know that's kind of beating a dead horse a little bit. We see almost every game here with them. But make sure you're telling your defensemen to watch the outside, because West Ottawa is coming into the zone, going right to the outside and kind of beating the defenders. They're getting caught on their heels a little bit.
Yeah, they certainly are. But the physicality, and you pointed it out, West Ottawa just playing more of the body. Obviously, that tells me the coaches and the coaching staff, led by Andy Stone, the head coach, saw something when they were watching the game last night of, you know, we're going to try to take them off their square a little bit. And Suhai hasn't, other than Jordan Bauman, tried to continue that physicality on the other side. Bauman's done a good job. He's only one guy throwing the body around, but that's really what's dictating it, because Suhai's dominating play. The shots on goal 7-1. Puck possession's definitely in the Blue Devils' favor, but West Ottawa's getting good goaltending from Melcher, and they're being more physical with the Blue Devils, to your point.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Every time Suhai gets that puck on their stick, the guys are swarming them. They're putting a shoulder into them. But good on West Ottawa's coaching to notice how talented Suhai can be and how often they can put the puck in the net. And they're kind of playing to that, which is exactly what you have to do when you're facing a team like Suhai. Get physical, throw them around a little bit, and you should come out with a win.
High school hockey scores of interest yesterday. Houghton skated to a 5-1 win over U of D Jesuit. Birmingham Brother Rice, meanwhile, dumped Calumet 5-2 in the North-South Showcase in Traverse City. Livonia Stevenson, 3-2 win in overtime past Marquette. Escanaba nipped Utica Eisenhower 2-1. Brownstown Woodhaven squeaked by Kingsburg 4-2. Alpena gets mauled by Granville 7-1. Midland Dow, two better than a good Traverse City Central team, 4-2. Now today, Marquette is at the North Showcase, North-South Showcase in Traverse City. They'll take on Byron Center, 4:45. That'll be a good game. Byron Center, the OK Conference, in the same division as Suhai's opponent today in West Ottawa of Holland. Meanwhile, Detroit Jesuit will square off tonight at 7 at the Old Armory, the Calumet Coliseum. Birmingham Brother Rice is going to play at 5 in action at Houghton, and Kingsford will take on Macomb, Dakota at the North South Showcase going on in Traverse City. Meanwhile, Alpena will battle Grand Rapids Christian tonight at 7. Traverse City Central, they had a 2:45 drop of the puck with Livonia Stevenson, and a 2:15 drop of the puck for TC West, taking on Utica Eisenhower. We will take a 3-minute timeout, come back, and get ready for the start of the third or second period of play. West Ottawa has a 1-0 lead over Suhai. It's the finale of the Quaden Casino Showcase, and we'll be back in 3 minutes on 1230 WSOL. And we're back at the Big Bear Arena as Suhai takes on West Ottawa in the Quaden Casino Showcase, the finale of the showcase. Suhai with a 1-0 deficit, West Ottawa with the lead. 2-10-0-1 is the record for West Ottawa. They play in that very tough OK Conference, of course, in the Grand Rapids area. Suhai comes in with a 6-6-2 mark. Again, they're missing players this weekend. Mike Bontrager, who has been the goaltender with getting the bulk of the load most of the games, have gone to the sophomore Bontrager. He is out due to COVID protocols, a close contact. Suhai has been without, of course, Randon Blair. Randon's been running camera here this weekend. He'll be out for 6 weeks. He broke a bone in his left foot during the Big Rapids game before Christmas. They hope to have him back before the holidays as well. Joey Engel is back tonight Kale Bell is out of the lineup for Sioux High. He hurt his shoulder in last night's game. Blue Devils working with five defensemen for tonight's game. Tristan Forgrave getting the nod. He's the only goaltender they have with Bontrager out of the lineup. West Ottawa only has one goaltender too. That's Gavin Melcher. He has been the man in the net for the Panthers all season long. Next weekend, the third of three straight showcases here at the Big Bear Arena, and it will be here at the Big Bear, Sioux High against Warren D. LaSalle, and that will be on Friday night. Note to everybody, including the sports director, that's a 6 p.m. start, 5:45 with the face-off show here at the Big Bear Arena, as Sioux High will play Warren D. LaSalle in the early game, as the coach of Warren D. LaSalle is friends with Damon Witten and wanted the early game, so Sioux High obliged, and that's why they're playing at 6 o'clock to help out Warren D. LaSalle. And we'll have the call, the Pilots and the Blue Devils on Friday. That will be the Rotenroth Motors Showcase. The second game at 8 o'clock will be Traverse City West taking on Daryl McCarroll's Port Huron Northern Huskies. Daryl McCarroll from Sioux, Ontario. Of course, married a gal from Sioux, Michigan, always comes up here. A very classy gentleman out of the Port Huron Northerns, out of the MIHL. They always love to come up here, and they'll be up here this weekend, or next weekend they will be. It's also pub night next Saturday for Sioux High at the Elks Club. The spaghetti feed and all that, we'll talk about that. That's a big fundraiser for them. And we're underway here in the second period of play. George Bauman with the puck down low into the right wing corner, picked up there by West Ottawa. Ottawa now trying to cycle the puck around. It goes into the corner. Blue Devils with it. Avery Wilson. Wilson cycles the puck around. Bauman now back to the point. There's a shot from Moran. High riser comes out to the left point. Now it's held in by Dunbar. Dunbar with the puck. Now Wilson overskates it. Picked up there by Bauman. Bauman will lose it. Now Avery Wilson with the puck. And Wilson now jostling around with two Panthers. And a loose puck picked up by West Ottawa. Cat pass up ahead. Stolen by Kate Estritz. Estritz with the puck. He'll bring it up ahead. Estritz across the blue line. Now Bauman. Bauman now tries to send it in front. Loose puck. Picked up by Engel. And make that Chico. Chico couldn't get a shot off. Two Blue Devils hit hard and they're both down, as they both collided real feverishly in front of the West Ottawa net to the right. That looked like a worse collision than I think it was, Matt. Boy, they were two missiles colliding.
Yeah, they were. I think Chico didn't quite know where the other guy's skate was, and he didn't really want to move.
No, good move. Did you see that? It was a high school JV game. I forget where it was. I want to say Minnesota, where a kid, the skate plate came up, hit him. I think it nicked the carotid artery. He died right on the ice. And that was about a week ago, I read that.
Yeah, I thought it was downstate, but I could be wrong, Dave.
Yeah, it was a Midwestern town. It might have been Michigan, but that's scary. And now it's shot all the way down, and it goes down and behind the net. I remember this goes before Matt was around. Clint Malarchuk of the Buffalo Sabres had one hit, and the trainer was able to clamp it right away. Otherwise, he would have died on the ice at the NHL level back in the late 80s. I believe it was Clint Malarchuk. And now a Sioux High with it, and the Blue Devils will get it back to the right point. Andy Goodrich with the puck. Goodrich tries to float it in front, and it's deflected back out to the blue line. Odin Medrick has it there. Medrick now over to Kennedy. Kennedy overskates the puck, now over to the right wing corner. Now it's played there by Goodrich. Goodrich now floats it down and behind the net. Picked up there by Sioux High. And now Kennedy plays it off the dashers. He'll dump it down and behind the net. Now it's picked up there by Sioux High. Blue Devils will hold it in now. Chico. Chico to Kennedy. Kennedy trying to hold it in. And now back to Chico. Chico tries to get it to Goodrich. Goodrich loses the puck. Now it comes back out. There's a shot. They score! Went over the glove and into the net for Andy Goodrich.
What a shot by Andy Goodrich from the point. That is about as good as a high school hockey shot you're going to see. And he absolutely buried it right over the glove. What a goal.
That was a big goal to tie this hockey game. Give it too high.
Give it to Chico. I don't know who else was down there with him, but they were fighting in the corner along the boards, and they got it up to that point. And he just fired a rocket. And the goalie was screening. He didn't have a chance.
No, he had no clue where that puck was, and it wasn't his fault. Melcher had his glove up, and it was way over his head, and it was like, what happened? In the net, Andy Goodrich with the goal, 2:16 time of the goal, and Sioux High ties it up at 1-1 game. Goodrich with the goal. now it's dumped down in behind the net. And now it's shot right back on. Now Suhai will get it back down and behind the net. And now it's back out to center, picked up there by Suhai. And now it's floated right back down in behind the net. Joey Engel. Engel with the puck. And they'll bring it up out to center. George Bauman. Bauman over to Trace Moran. Moran will float it in down low into the corner. And now it's down and behind the net. Picked up there by West Ottawa. Ottawa now fires it out to center. Hoagland. Hoagland across the blue line. We get a whistle and a stoppage in play.
Hoagland tried going around the D-man to the right side. Hills wasn't paying attention, he has back turn, he just went offsides.
Goodrich with the goal, that was at 2:16, and assisting on that goal, number 12, Mitchell Wiesner. And now it's fought shot right back in, and we get a stoppage in play.
We fired that puck in from about the center ice, and it nicked the crossbar, Dave.
And the faceoff will come to the neutral zone for Suhai. And now Suhai with it. Now it's shot right back in, down and behind the West Ottawa net. Panthers with the puck. Down low into the corner, and here come the Panthers up the left wing side. Now it's Wieselik with the puck. Wieselik walks right in, tries to send it in, and it goes down low into the corner. Now Wieselik brings it right back down and behind the net. Now it comes back out to the point. Now it's picked up by West Ottawa. Suhai falls down, they lose the puck, and now it's picked up by West Ottawa. Stoppage in play, 12:57 to go here in the second.
Tripping penalty on West Ottawa.
Panthers will go into the penalty box. And drop of the puck taken by Suhai. Back down low, it's going to be played there by Engel. Engel in front, shot down in behind the net. Picked up there by Kennedy. Kennedy. Kennedy with the puck. Kennedy cycles it down low, fires it in front. Now it's picked up by Moran. Trace Moran with the puck. Now it's shot right back out. And now it's cleared right back out. It goes down in behind the net. Now it's picked up there. It's shot right back in by Moran. Now Moran gets it right back out to the point. Hoagland the shot. And now back it goes. Suhai with it, Hoagland. Hoagland now will fire it down low into the corner. Picked up there by Dunbar. Dunbar taps it out. Kennedy, Kennedy back it goes over to Chico. And now it comes back out to the point. Hoagland, Hoagland now the shot. And now it's back out down and behind the net. It goes into the right wing corner. Now it's picked up there by Suhai. Suhai sends it in front. Loose puck, and now it goes back down and behind the net. Back to the point now, in between the circles. There's a shot, they score! Up top, they're able to get the goal. It's picked up there, and right in the slot, wide open over the net.
Another absolute blast from Evan Hoagland. I think Evan Hoagland impresses me every time I watch him play. The puck just squeaked out to the defenseman. Hoagland was out on that left dot. That'd be Alex Ovechkin's office there, and he pulled it, Alex Ovechkin, right over the blocker. 2-1.
And now it's shot right back down in behind the net. And West Ottawa with it. Now it's shot right back in, and now Suhai will try to get to it. Now it's shot right back down and behind the net. Blue Devils able to take the lead. Hoagland with the goal for the Blue Devils. And now it's fired right back in. And now Sioux High will fire it right back down and behind the net again. Now the Panthers with it. Now West Ottawa will bring it from there. Panthers clear it down and behind the net. And now it's picked up by Sioux High. Blue Devils try to clear it and they dump it down to the neutral zone. Now Odin Medrick. Medrick now over to Goodrich. Goodrich now up ahead. Tap pass Hoagland. Hoagland now fires it down low into the corner. It goes in behind the West Ottawa net. Sioux High sends it in front. Hoagland the shot. Loose puck knocked away. Back out to the point. There's a shot right into the midsection of the goaltender Melchin. .10:21 left, second period, 2-1, Blue Devils with the lead.
Sioux High has been putting so much pressure on. West Ottawa hasn't even been in the offensive zone this period yet, Dave.
Now for the drop of the puck, picked up there by Sioux High. Now it's going to be played over by Chico. Chico will lose it, and now back out to center. This is going to be Kennedy. Kennedy, back out it goes. Jostling around Evan Kennedy across the blue line. Now in between the circles, Chico with the puck. Chico plays it down and behind the net. Now it's played by Kennedy. Kennedy will lose it. Loose puck there. Goes down low into the corner now. Picked up by Chico. Chico trying to hold it in. Now Estrich. Estrich now to Chico. Chico back to the point. Moran the shot. Loose puck in front. Knocked away. Another shot. Kennedy. That's cleared. And now it's all the way down the ice as it will go down and behind the Blue Devil net. 9:37 to go in the second period of play. 2-1. The score is Sioux High has the lead with two big goals in this period.
Sioux High's putting so much pressure on West Ottawa. I had to get out of their zone and just ice it and give themselves a break, but I'm hoping Sioux High can keep this pressure on. They're just dominating the offensive side of it.
And now drop of the puck. It goes down and behind the net. Now it's picked up by Avery Wilson. Now it's fired down low, left wing corner. Bauman with the puck. Bauman over to Wilson. Wilson will play it from there. He'll lose the puck. Now they'll try to get it. It's shot right back in by Sioux High. George Bauman has it. Bauman loses it. Now jostling for it is Wilson. He's hauled down. Down low into the right wing corner. Now it's shot out there. Engel tried to clear it in. Now it's knocked away. And now here comes West Ottawa. Ian Murzov walking in. And that's deflected away. Goes down low into the corner. Now back out to center. Now Bauman walking right in. Bauman. Bauman across center. He'll try to dump it in front. And now it's fired back down low and behind the net. Now it's picked up by West Ottawa. Panthers try to bring it up ahead now. It's Eli Hills holding on to it. Knocked away, and the Panthers will bring it up ahead. Now the Panthers will lose it. Picked up there by Joey Engel. Engel will lose it, and now Sioux High still tries to hold on to the puck. Back to the left wing side, Trace Moran. Moran around the D. He's walking right in. Now Moran tries to feed it in front. It's knocked away. It goes the length of the ice. 8.5 to go in the second period of play. Picked up there by Sioux High, and here comes Goodrich. They tried to catch him on a change, could not. And now it's dumped down in behind the net. Picked up by West Ottawa. West Ottawa with the puck. He'll fire it up ahead now. Now it's going to be played there by Austin Helder. Helder dumps it the length of the ice. Picked up there by Sioux High. Now it's Jay Dunbar. Dunbar now loses it. Trace Moran entry feed up the left side. Cross center walking right in. There's a shot deflected up into the netting. We get a stoppage in play. 8:01 left here in the period. And Sioux High in a 2-1 lead.
It's a very good play by Chico again. Moving to his left, trying to shoot to his right. Goalie just got a stick on it and deflected out of play again.
Hoagland for the draw. He'll lose it. Now it's picked up by West Ottawa. West Ottawa walking right in. Van Fossen has a man with him. It's Updike. He'll lose it. It will go down low and behind the net. Picked up there by West Ottawa. Ottawa loses it. It goes down low, left wing corner along the wall. Chico now up ahead, up the dashers. Back out the center, Van Fossen. Van Fossen will run over there. Now back in the neutral zone. Picked up by Van Fossen. Van Fossen now up the right wing side. Over to Andy Peel. Peel now loses the puck. It goes down low. Knocked away. Back it goes West Ottawa. West Ottawa with the puck. They'll bring it up the left wing side. Now it's played by number 10, Logan Wieselik. Wieselik loses the puck, goes down low into the corner now. Picked up there by West Ottawa. West Ottawa plays it back to the right point. Now it's knocked away, and now it's cleared by Sue High trying to get to it. It's Chico. Chico will dump it back out to center. Now it's Kennedy. Kennedy now taps at it. He'll lose the puck. Now back out to the blue line. Now it's shot right back in. It's going to be West Ottawa again. Here come the Panthers. They'll bring it up. Delay penalty call. And now the Panthers out to center. West Ottawa walking right in. This is Updike now moving in on the delay penalty call. The shot right knocked away by Avery Wilson. We get a stoppage. So the Panthers' power play goes to work here, and the Sioux High has a 2-1 lead. As the Blue Devils hanging on to this 2-1 lead, we'll see how the PK can work. Chico with the penalty. Dominic getting that penalty a moment ago. For the draw. It's going to be played by West Ottawa number 13, Austin Walks. Now it's taken by Sioux High off the high glass. It's cleared down the ice. Melcher will play the puck from there. Now he'll get it over to Marzov. Marzov now clears it up the left side. Now up ahead out to center. Here comes West Ottawa walking right in. There's a shot. It's deflected. It goes down and behind the net. Now down low into the corner. Picked up by Trace Moran. Moran clears it in the PK all the way down the ice. And now it's West Ottawa with the puck. They'll bring it up ahead. Now the Panthers up the center. And now it's going to be Wieselik hauled down on the play. Updike. Updike moving in. Now back to Wieselik. Wieselik in the slot. A shot. It goes up and out of play, or actually over to the right wing corner. Now picked up there by West Ottawa. Now Sioux High gets to it. Bauman. Bauman clears the zone all the way down the ice. Melcher now with the puck. Melcher leaves it there for Wieselik. Wieselik will bring it up ahead. Entry feed up ahead now out to the number 13, and that's played by Walks. Walks moving in. The shot goes well wide of the net. Rolls all the way out to the point. Picked up there by number 12. That's Wiesner. Wiesner will lose it. Wiesner plays it back out to number 2, Andy Peel. Peel now across the blue line. Peel now. Peel walking in. Peel down low. In behind the net now. He's hauled down. No call. Sioux High tries to get to it. Back out to the point. They'll lose it. And all the way down the ice, George Bauman will go after it. And now it's Melcher with the puck. Melcher leaves it there. And now West Ottawa will trail back with it. It's going to be Wiesner. Wiesner up the entry feed up to the left side. And it's cleared all the way down the ice. And a stoppage in play. 4:05 to go in the second period. And 18 seconds left in the penalty on Chico. 2-1 Sioux High.
This is about the best penalty kill I've seen from Sioux High this year, personally, the games I've been at. Two shots on goal. This game is half over. They're pretty dominating right now.
Face off to the left of Hoagland, taken by Kennedy. Kennedy down and behind the net. Now it's Evan Kennedy. Kennedy will lose it, and now we'll try to get it back. Picked up there by the Panthers and West Ottawa up the center. Now it's picked up in the neutral zone now, and this is going to be a shot kicked away, and it's Quentin McLeod that has it knocked away by Forgrave, and it goes down low into the corner. Picked up there by Hoagland. Hoagland now up ahead. Here comes Sioux High. Entry feed to Kennedy. Kennedy now out to center. Now this is dumped down and behind the net by the Blue Devils as it's picked up by Andy Peel, and Peel will bring it up ahead. Peel loses the puck, tries to get it back. They'll play it back to number 7, and that's Quentin McLeod. McLeod will get it up ahead to Jonah. First time we've seen Jonah Golick, and Golick with the puck brings it up ahead like he's on the East Coast. Golick. And now it's shot well wide of the net, down low, right wing corner along the wall. Picked up there by Quentin McLeod. Now McLeod will lose the puck. Poke check there, Chico. Chico knocked away, and now it's brought up the other way. This is going to be Jonah Golick. Golick loses it, Jay Dunbar. Dunbar will peel back the other way. Entry feed up the left side, Avery Wilson across the blue line, walking right in. And now Wilson will dump it down low into the left wing corner along the wall, picked up there by Bauman. Bauman loses it, and it's picked up by number 9, Updike, and Brendan Updike will dump it on the backhand back to the Sioux High blue line. Now it's going to be played by Joey Engel to Jay Dunbar. Dunbar in the entry feed knocked away, goes down low right wing corner. Sioux High goes after it, Eli Hills. Hills now with the puck. He'll dance around. He's hauled down. Loose puck there. Big hit by Suhai. There's some physicality. Engel hit the West Ottawa player, Andy Peel. And now it's picked up there by Suhai. Blue Devils in their own end. They'll bring it up ahead. Eli Hills. Hills now will shoot it down across the blue line. Now it's going to be Marzov. Marzov, entry feed, brings it up ahead. There's a shot, and it goes well wide. 2-1 Suhai lead, 3 minutes to go, second period. Now it's picked up by West Ottawa, Marzov. Marzov, the shot right into the midsection of the goaltender for Graves.
This is about the third time this period that Suhai has been caught on a line change. They got to figure it out, or they're going to get burnt.
Oh, shooting him 16-4 is Suhai. 2:55 to go in the middle stanza. 2-1 game. Blue Devils with the lead. Now down low left wing corner, down and behind the net. Odin Medrick with the puck. Medrick now plays it off the Dashers. Hoagland now. Hoagland across the neutral zone. And West Ottawa has the puck across the blue line. Now it's shot out there. Now it's the Panthers. They'll fire it in. This is going to be Owen Marzov. Marzov loses it. And now it's picked up there by Joey Engel. Engel now make that Dom Chico. Chico dumps it down in the right wing corner along the wall. Kennedy is hit hard and sent down hard by Marzov, number four, Ian Marzov. 2:20 to go here in the second period of play. Back out to the neutral zone. That shot up into the netting. Actually, it didn't. I thought it hit that mesh netting. It did not. In the corner, Estra to the big hit. This is really getting physical now as he put a big hit on Austin Walks. And now Kennedy loses it. Picked up there by West Ottawa. And West Ottawa brings it up ahead. Now up the left side. This is Ian Marzov. Marzov's entry feed misses everybody. And we get an icing call. 1:49 to go, second period. Well, the physicality started to jump up a little bit. Suhai's starting to play that body.
It has. They have all period. And that's why they're up 2-1 right now. They're really frustrating West Ottawa. West Ottawa can't get anything going. And that just leads to them getting a little frustrated. They can't get it out of their zone.
2-1. Blue Devils with the lead. Now it's going to be played down low into the corner. Back out to center. Jay Dunbar trails back. Dunbar off the Dashers. He'll dump it down across the blue line. And now it's fired out by West Ottawa. And it goes back down in behind the Suhai net. Now Goodrich. Goodrich now down low into the corner. And now it's going to be played by Andy. Andy Goodrich and Wieselik battling there. Andy's doing a good job in the top goal scorer for West Ottawa. From the point, there's a shot. Didn't get through traffic. Updike is there. And that goes wide. Down low into the corner. Back out to the point now. It's going to be Geiersbach. His shot. Ian Geiersbach. That goes down low into the corner. Picked up by Suhai. Here come the Blue Devils. Moran on a breakout. Left wing side. Avery Wilson. A minute to go in the period. Across the blue line. Wilson will lose the puck. Picked up there by Suhai. George Bauman. And Bauman will fire it down and behind the net. Now West Ottawa off the Dashers. Back out to center. This is played by Suhai. Goodrich will fire it in right into the goaltender. And he'll cover up and hang on to make the save. Does Melcher. 44.6 seconds to go in the period. 2-1 the score. Gabe Watson, Matt Urbick here at the Big Bear Arena in Sault Ste. Marie. As Evan Hoagland for the draw. And now Hoagland loses it, and the Panthers clear the zone all the way down the ice. Picked up there by Forgrave. Now it's going to be Estrich. Estrich will head up ice. Estrich loses the puck. It comes back out. Forgrave with the save. 30 seconds left in the period.
Evan Hoagland just might have saved a goal by just throwing his body. They coughed it up right in front of Forgrave. Hoagland came around the net and hit the player, and Forgrave was able to cover it up.
Drop of the puck, back out to the point. There's a shot for West Ottawa. That goes well wide of the net. Now it's picked up there, and now Estrich will try to clear it out. And there's number 18 for West Ottawa. That's Owen Marzov. He'll lose it, and here comes Suhai. Entry feed up ahead to Kennedy. He misses it. Kennedy now goes after it. He'll jostle, dump it down and behind the net. Now walks with it. Walks in behind the net. Now West Ottawa. West Ottawa clears the zone, and that goes all the way down the ice. Forgrave plays it there. There's your buzzer, and it's 2-1. Suhai with the lead over West Ottawa here at the Big Bear Arena after two periods of play. We'll come back with the second period scoring summary and Matt's analysis on that period. It's a 2-1 lead for Sioux High. We'll be back in 2 minutes as you listen to Blue Devil Hockey on 1230 WSOL. To the Big Bear Arena in Sault Ste. Marie after two periods of play. It is a 2-1 Blue Devil lead for Sioux High as it was a good period of hockey. Andy Goodrich scored in that first period of play. Evan Hoagland in the second period for Sioux High. Here's the totals of that second period of play as Sioux High would score in that second period of play to take the 2-1 lead. That's where they're at right now. It was West Ottawa with one goal in the first period of play. It was for Sioux High. Evan Hoagland would score at 5:19 from the left slot as he would be able to bury the puck into the net for Sioux High. Before that, Andy Goodrich would score at 2:16. It was a bullet over the glove in that second period. And assisting on that goal, Evan Kennedy at 2:16, even strength. And then Hoagland would score at 5:19 in the middle period as he would score from the slot for the Sioux High Blue Devils. Meanwhile, that made it a 2-1 lead. Logan Wieselich scored back in the first period of play. Sioux High's own shooting West Ottawa by a count of 17-7 through two periods of play. And right now, Sioux High with the 2-1 lead. Goodrich and Hoagland, the goal scorers. And Tristan Forgrave has not been able to see a lot of shots. Sioux High's doing a good job of puck possession on him. And Matt, your impressions on that second period as Sioux High takes a lead 2-1 going into the third.
I think they had it in the offensive zone about the entire period, Dave. You got to keep that up in the third. They came out and they just started throwing the body around. And really kind of altered the game a little bit, and they got two goals out of it. You can see the tilt of the ice go Sioux High's way the entire period. I hope they keep it up, keep throwing that body around, frustrate this Ottawa team, because they can't get anything going right now.
2-1 the score. Sioux High right now with the lead over the West Ottawa Panthers, and that's the score after two periods of play, and a 2-1 lead for the Sioux High Blue Devils over the West Ottawa Panthers here at the Big Bear Arena in the Sioux. Earlier today, it was Petoskey playing in a shootout against Capital City. They played two shootout games in this Kuwaitan showcase. Cap City wins 3-2 over Petoskey here at the Big Bear Arena, and that was earlier today here in the first game. 3-2 win for Cap City in the shootout. It was a back and forth game here at the Big Bear Arena, and Sioux High it was Cap City able to win that game 3-2 over the Petoskey Northmen. A very good hockey game indeed with that, and it's a 2-1 lead here for the Blue Devils over West Ottawa. And didn't get a chance to do this because we had to scramble to get on the air, but of course I wanted to congratulate Matt and lovely wife Caitlin and their firstborn on Monday, their first child, Dominic James, I believe.
Yes.
And congratulations, Dad, first child. And we've been, of course, congratulating Matt here last night and on Tuesday during the basketball broadcast. Ray and I mentioned it as well, but congratulations. A proud papa, and a baby's doing fine. Mom's doing fine.
Oh, yeah. A healthy baby boy. Mom's doing excellent. I appreciate it, Dave. We're blessed.
All right. Well, I'm happy for you, Matt. And, of course, proud great uncle, I guess it would make me. And Matt's my nephew. And, of course, congratulations to Matt and Caitlin on that. We'll continue with more here at the Big Bear Arena in Sault Ste. Marie. It's 2-1 Blue Devils. They have the lead over West Ottawa, and back in 3 minutes' time here at the Kuwaitan Casino Showcase. It's a 2-1 lead for Sioux High in the finale of the showcase over West Ottawa on 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to the Big Bear Arena in Sault Ste. Marie. 2-1 here, Sioux High with the lead over West Ottawa here at the Kuwaitan Casino Showcase here in the Big Bear Arena in Sault Ste. Marie. And the Blue Devils 6-6-2 is their record. They lost last night 3-1 to Cap City. They look for a split on the weekend. The Panthers, meanwhile, they lost last night in a shootout 2-1 to Petoskey. And right now they come in with a 2 not 10-1 or 2-10-0-1 record. They had the shootout loss, I guess you could call, as well. They played in that very tough OK conference. A reminder, coming up Thursday, Blue Devil boys basketball, Newbury's in town. Tip-off show around 7 o'clock here on Radio Sioux. And we'll have that broadcast for you as Ray Bell will join yours truly with the call from the Sioux High Gym. Had a good conversation with Mark Ewell, the Michigan High School Athletic Association Executive Director yesterday. Of course, hope you enjoyed that on Coach's Corner earlier today. And, of course, the Suggetts were on. Jimmy, head coach of the boys basketball team, E.J. Suggett, one of his players. Had a good conversation with those guys as well, all on Coach's Corner. We'll have another Coach's Corner next Saturday, as always, coming your way at 11.05 a.m. till noon here on Radio Sioux here. And of course we'll have that at Applebee's as we always are. Next weekend is the final of the three showcases for Sioux High. It's the Rodenroth Motors Showcase. Sioux High will play at 6 next week. Warren D. LaSalle requested that game be at 6. Of course, the head coach of Warren D. LaSalle is buddies with Damon Witten, the head coach of Laker Hockey. So Sioux High obliged. That's a 5:45 face-off show in that area here at the Big Bear Arena. Warren D. LaSalle and Sioux High. Now the second game will be Traverse City West taking on, in that second game, Port Huron Northern and Daryl McCarroll's program. And then Saturday will be another 3 o'clock game, 3 o'clock, 2:50 face-off show here at the Big Bear Arena against Port Huron Northern. Next Saturday night is the Blue Devils Hockey Pub Night, 5 to 8 o'clock. You can get tickets from any of the Blue Line Club members, including the president, Tim Ellis, who's down on the other end of the press box here. Tim has all kinds of tickets for that as well. It's at the Elks Club on Saturday night at 8 o'clock on East Portage Avenue in Sioux, Michigan, following, or 5 o'clock rather, immediately following the Blue Devil game against Port Huron Northern. They'll have that going on Saturday. West Ottawa is out on the ice waiting for Sioux High to come out onto the ice as the Panthers will move from left to right as seen on your radio dial. As West Ottawa takes on the Sioux High Blue Devils here today as Rick Mackey's holding the Blue Devils off the ice. I always call this gamesmanship. Doug LaPrade was a genius at this when he was a coach. They'd wait, and then they come out. I don't know if it was intentional or not, but it happened a lot. And a lot of times it worked out for Doug. I mean, if that's what it was. And Rick was on the bench for those games. But, of course, he's over on the bench now with assistant coach Richie Roach. Of course, the Z-man, Zach Ellis, over there as well. Rex Engel, also assistant coach. He is making his way over there to the Sioux High bench for the Blue Devils as Sioux High looks to try to get above 500 here. And hey, if they play this third period, Matt, like they did the second, they're going to be in great shape.
Full 60 minutes, yeah. If they play exactly like it, that's would have been my message if I was Rick Mackey. Don't change a thing, guys. You are playing excellent. Keep the pressure on, and we're going to get out of the weekend with a 500 record.
And now faceoff will come to right at center ice to the right of the Big Bear Arena. And now this will be the drop of the puck for the third period of play. And now this will be Sioux High with the puck. They'll lose it. West Ottawa will dump it down into the right wing quarter. And now it's Sioux High bringing it out the center. Shot right back in by Brendan Updike. Cleared out by Forgrave. Down low into the right wing corner. Picked up by Sioux High. Blue Devils will try to clear it up ahead. Jay Dunbar clears it back out to the neutral zone. West Ottawa dumps it down to the right wing corner. And it's Jay Dunbar with the puck. Dunbar now down and behind the net. He'll play it up the right wing side. Now dangling the puck from there. Sioux High in the entry feed to Avery Wilson. Wilson will steer it down the West Ottawa net. And it will be a whistle. And an icing call. 16:20 to go, third period. In a 2-1 hockey game. Blue Devils with the lead. And the faceoff will come back in the area of Tristan Forgrave. As the Blue Devils have done a good job of controlling the pace of this game as they have the 2-1 lead. Evan Hoagland for the draw for the Blue Devils, and it's going to be down and behind the net. And now this will be Dominic Chico. Entry feed up ahead, misses Kennedy. Kennedy now goes back over to the right corner, and now it's going to be West Ottawa with the puck. West Ottawa plays it back over to the right point, now back down and behind the net, and now it's picked up there by Suhai Kennedy. Kennedy cross ice in between the circles. Hoagland, a high riser, goes back down and behind the net. Now it's Geiersbach. Geiersbach with it. Geiersbach loses the puck, and now it's picked up by Suhai. It's Kennedy. Kennedy over to Chico. Chico plays it and loses it to Hoagland. Now back out to Estritz, a high riser, and it goes down low into the corner, rolls back out to the blue line. Now it's going to be Dunbar. Dunbar fires it down low and behind the net. Now it's played by Austin Walks. Walks back out the center. Hoagland fails to clear it. Picked up by West Ottawa. And now here they go the other way. Marzoff. Marzoff with a high riser. It goes well wide of the net. Down low into the left wing corner. And now it's picked up there by Suhai. Back out to the blue line. And now it's West Ottawa with the puck. This is going to be played by Brendan Updike. Updike with the puck. He'll feed it now in between the circles. There's a shot. It goes well wide of the net. Wieselak with that chance. Now Wieselak gets it. Wieselak clears it back along the wall. Trace Moran back up ahead, back out to center. Shot right back in. Now it's picked up there by Suhai. Off the high glass and all the way down the ice. And we will get an icing call. 14:48 to go, third period.
Suhai didn't have many open guys to try to get a pass and start a forecheck, and he dumped it right off the glass, moved a little too hard, and went icing.
Face-off to the left of the West Ottawa, rather, to Forgrave. And now it's picked up there. Over it goes to Andy Peel. Peel now fires it down and behind the net. And now Suhai will try to clear it out. And now it's brought up ahead. And now it's up the right wing side, Eli Hills. Hills now will dump it down and behind the net. Now it's picked up there by West Ottawa. West Ottawa with the puck, loses it. Now Hills feeds it in front. Loose puck, Moran back out to the point. Medrick the shot, well wide. Now it's picked up there by Moran. Moran feeds it down low, left wing corner. Now along the wall, picked up by Medrick. Medrick will fire it down in behind the net. Now going after it is going to be number 8, Van Fossen. And Van Fossen loses the puck. Now it's cross ice pass. Over it goes West Ottawa. Now it's entry feed out to center. Deflected away. And now it's picked up by Medrick. Medrick now up the right wing side. This is going to be Bauman. Bauman dumps it down in behind the net. Goes down low, left wing corner. West Ottawa clears it the length of the ice. And all the way down the ice, we have an icing call. 13:48 to go here in the third period of play. 2-1 the score. Suhai right now with the lead. And I think if they keep that puck possession, Matt, keep on up. And West Ottawa can't score if they don't have possession.
Yeah, Suhai starting to play more in the offensive zone and keeping Ottawa out of their zone, so if they keep it up, should be a good period.
Sure, it's Bauman with the puck. Bauman feeds it in front. Hoagland's there. He just misfired. Just wider than that. And now it's picked up there by Wilson. Wilson plays it to Bauman. Bauman now along the wall. Back it goes to Avery. Back there it goes in front. Wilson the shot kicked away. Melcher in behind the net. Bauman with it. Bauman loses it, and now it's West Ottawa losing the puck, comes out to the blue line. Now a loose puck back out to center. Hoagland now, over it goes to Joey Engel. Engel clears it in, it's deflected just wide, and now it's picked up there by West Ottawa into the hands of Vanderlaan. And Vanderlaan, that's Garrett Vanderlaan. Vanderlaan off the Dashers, plays at the length of the ice. It goes down in behind the Suhai net. Icing is the call. 12:59 left here, third period. Faceoff will come back down in the West Ottawa zone to the right of the goaltender, Gavin Melcher. He is the goaltender. I'm sorry, Matt.
West Ottawa seems a little out of sorts right now.
Drop of the puck now. This is picked up there by the Panthers. This is Colin Reddy. Reddy clears it out to the neutral zone. Shot right back out by Suhai. And it goes down low into the left wing corner. And now it's picked up there by Reddy. Reddy will lose the puck. Now back down and behind the net. West Ottawa. Ottawa will bring it up ahead now. Up the right wing side, he'll lose it. Now Kennedy falls down. Now picked up by West Ottawa. Panthers now up the Dashers. And now it's picked up by Updike. Updike will lose it. Comes back out to center. Now it's Suhai clearing into the West Ottawa zone. Now it's shot all the way out. Here's Kate Estridge. Estridge now down in behind the net. Across the Dashers it goes. It goes beyond Ethan McDonald all the way down. Picked up there by Colin Reddy. Reddy loses it. Now a loose puck goes back down and behind the net. Eli Hills has it. Hills now over in the right wing corner. Hills up ahead. They'll dump it in. It's Goodrich down and behind the net. He'll fire it down left wing corner along the wall. And McDonald gets smucked pretty good. A big hit by Ian Geiersbach. We haven't seen Geiersbach until this period, and he's not getting up. McDonald, as another player goes flying, Hills gets spun around in the corner, and Ethan is very slow to get up, getting up cautiously as Geiersbach drilled him pretty good, and they're gonna slowly get him off the ice. We probably won't see him the rest of the day as Matt McLeod, the great trainer of Suhai hockey. He's a tremendous trainer. He's watching him right now, and I know what he's thinking. Probably the same as we're thinking.
He got concussion. Hit high. Yeah, he might have a concussion after that.
Drop of the puck brought up by West Ottawa, and the Panthers will dump it down in behind Forgrave. We get a whistle and a stoppage of some sort. 11:38 to go here in the third. 2-1 hockey game. Faceoff back down in the Panthers zone.
Call another icing.
Another icing.
Yeah, it seems like West Ottawa.
That's all they do.
It's they're having a hard time getting out of their zone and give it to Sue High, but every time they try to make an outlet pass, it just goes icing.
Now it's drop for the puck down and behind the net. Wilson, Avery Wilson, back out to the point. Engel, back it goes to Wilson. Now back to West Ottawa. Van Fossen, now Trace Moran. Moran cycling the puck. Gets it to Engel. Engel loses it. Comes back out to center Andy Peel. Peel loses the puck. Peel in the neutral zone. Now it's picked up there by Avery Wilson. Wilson up the left wing side. He's walking right in. He'll lose the puck there. Picked up by Austin Walks. And now back down and behind the net, George Bauman. Bauman loses the puck. Bauman loses it. And now West Ottawa has it. Andy Peel up ahead. Gets it out the center. Now it's picked up by Odin Medrick. Medrick loses the puck. Dom Chico now with it. He'll jostle and dump it down into the West Ottawa zone. Picked up there by the Panthers. Panthers now Andy Peel. Peel loses the puck. Dominic Chico walks right in. Chico with the puck to the left wing side. Chico cycling the puck along. Gets it back to the point. Dunbar's shot is blocked. Comes back out, and West Ottawa shoots to the length of the ice. 2-1 Suhai. 10.5 minutes left in the hockey game. Now along the wall, Chico. Chico loses it. West Ottawa with the puck. Now number 14, Austin Helder. Helder loses it. Gets it back. It goes to Vanderlaan. Now Vanderlaan loses the puck. Now Suhai with it, and Goodrich clears it on the hard around all the way down the ice. 10 minutes to go in the hockey game. Now it's played by Ian Marzoff. Marzoff up ahead. Marzoff plays it now back and behind the net. West Ottawa with the puck. Now it's picked up there by Vanderlaan. Vanderlaan up the right wing side. Now it's brought across the blue line, and now it's going to be Helder. Helder, a high riser, goes back down and behind the net. Picked up there by West Ottawa. Now it's Jonah Garlick with it, and Jonah Garlick. Gallick loses it, and here comes Suhai, and Goodrich gets hit hard. That's Marzoff. He is a big physical customer. Back down and behind the West Ottawa net. Suhai with the puck. Blue Devils now jostling for it now. Eli Hills loses it. Shot right back out. Quentin McLeod loses it out to the right point. Shot right back in by the Blue Devils. Now it's Vanderlaan with it. Vanderlaan on the hard around, up ahead to Marzoff. Marzoff clears it all the way down the ice, and it goes for an icing. 9:12 to go in the third, and a 2-1 lead for the Blue Devils right now over West Ottawa.
A little bit of a back and forth game right now, Dave, but West Ottawa still having trouble getting out of their zone.
Yes, they are, and really, I think they're content with dump and chase. Problem is, you're down 2-1. You need to put the puck on that.
Yeah, you need to press a little more.
There's a shot kicked away. The rebound is there. Avery Wilson sends it just wide of the net. It goes back down in behind the net over the corner. Bauman now over to Wilson. That shot goes well wide. Down low, left wing corner. Trace Moran rolls up top now with it. Sends it in between the circles. Now Wilson, the shot. He can't get to the positioning for the shot to go off, and it's cleared all the way down the ice. And an icing call with 8:44 to go here in the third period of play.
There's nothing wrong with playing the dump and chase game. I'm a fan of it. but you got to get on the opposite side of the red line, in the neutral zone here, and then dump it and chase it. You can't ice it and expect to win a game.
Jeff Jackson was a genius at the dump and chase, but at the same time, he knew his team needed to put the puck in the net, too, to be able to win the hockey game. There's a shot. Estra, it's high riser. It goes down low into the corner. Now it's picked up there, West Ottawa, and they have only 7 shots on net. They haven't had one in a while. Getting out shot 19-7. There's a shot right in on Forgrave. Nearly handcuffed him. Came from top of the right faceoff circle from Andy Peel. And there's a shot, 8th shot of the game. And Tristan covers up.
Forgrave has not had a lot of action this game. You hope it doesn't come back to bite him, because he did. That one was right in his chest, but he kind of bobbled a little bit. But he did jump on it.
It's difficult for a goaltender, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty much cold back there.
Now the face-off to the left of Forgrave. Moran will leave. Now he'll play it back over to Avery Wilson. Wilson now has it knocked away, picked up by Colin Van Fossen. Van Fossen sent it in front. Forgrave got a piece of it, comes out to the point. There's a shot, didn't get through traffic. And now it's cleared right back out, knocked away. Now Suhai with it. Now 3 Blue Devils will break out. Avery Wilson. Wilson now brings it out. There's a shot. It's partially blocked. Now it's cleared out, and now Trace Moran with the puck. Now Moran, left wing corner, back out in between the circles, and now it's picked up there by West Ottawa. Now it's shot right back out by Austin Walks. He'll dump it down and behind Forgrave, and now it's picked up by Suhai, and the Blue Devils will get it across the neutral zone. Avery Wilson will dump it down and behind the net, picked up by West Ottawa, and now the Panthers will bring it up ahead, 7:35. Left here in the third period. Entry feed up ahead to Quint McLeod. A walk right in. A shot kicked away. Now Suhai with it. Odin Medrick. And Medrick will bring it up to Kennedy. Kennedy, tap pass up ahead. Nice play by Evan. Up ahead to Hoagland. 3 Blue Devils walking in. There's Kennedy. The shot kicked away. Nice toe save by Melcher. Here comes West Ottawa back the other way. 3 men breaking in. Now this is played. Marzoff. The shot kicked away. The rebound to the side of the net by Quinton McLeod goes down and behind the net. Now along the wall. Held in there by Vanderlaan. Vanderlaan in between the circles. He misses Marzoff. Now this is played by Big Marzoff in front. Kicked away. Ian Marzoff. His shot. Toe saved by Forgrave. It goes in the right corner. Suhai with the puck. Brendan Updike. Updike now in between the circles. There's Marzoff again. Big Ian Marzoff dumped to the ice. Suhai gets to it. They clear the zone. Finally, some puck possession and some pressure in the offensive end by West Ottawa. Suhai holding fort. Faceoff will come right now, holding serve, as it will come to the right of the goaltender Forgrave in the Blue Devils' end, and a 2-1 lead for these Suhai Blue Devils.
Well, that was a good icing to take right there. You can see you can feel the momentum swinging right now.
Now there's a drop of the puck. George Bauman dumps it back out to center. Picked up there by number 12, Mitchell Wiesner. Wiesner will get it up ahead now to Andy Peel. Peel loses the puck. There's a shot, Trace Moran. Moran now loses it. And now Odin Medrick down and behind the net. Medrick loses the puck back out to the point. Picked up there by Wieselek. Wieselek now tries to get it in front. Knocked away, and now here comes Suhai. Blue Devils lose the puck. It goes behind Bauman. And 6 minutes and change left here in the third period of play. Now West Ottawa with the puck. Up ahead, Andy Peel. Peel loses it. Back to Engel. Engel the shot. It goes to the left point. Down low into the left corner along the wall. Picked up there by Suhai. Engel loses it. Trails back out to the neutral zone. Cross ice pass out to center. Now it's Odin Medrick. Medrick fires it in. Knocked away by Melcher. Now it's picked up by West Ottawa. West Ottawa now will bring it up ahead. Stolen there. Here comes Hoagland. Hoagland walking right in. There's a shot, Medrick. It's blocked. It didn't get through traffic. And now Andy Peel with the puck. Peel up ahead to Wieselek. That would have been dangerous if it would have went to him. And then Wieselek cross-checked Hoagland for no reason and away from the puck. Now this is going to be cleared out across the blue line. Jay Dunbar walks right in on the turnover. There's a shot deflected away. It goes down and behind the net. It went off of Austin Walks. And here comes West Ottawa. They'll dump the all the way down the ice. This is played by Goodrich. Goodrich clears the zone across center. Now it's picked up by West Ottawa. Ian Marzlov with the puck. 5 minutes to go in the hockey game. Cross ice pass. He misses Austin Walks. Now it's played there by the Blue Devils. Jay Dunbar. Dunbar to Goodrich. Goodrich in the hard around up ahead. Now it goes to Dom Chico. He turns it over. West Ottawa with the puck. Now the Panthers dump it down and behind the net. It's Golic again. played by Jonah Garlick. Now it's back out to the blue line, held in, now out to the neutral zone, as Austin Walks couldn't hold it in. Walks loses it. Suhai picks it up at the West Ottawa blue line. Two men breaking in. Kennedy trying to find Chico. He couldn't get it to him. Now Evan Kennedy down low, left wing corner. Kennedy will lose the puck. Marzoff can't pick it up. Now it comes out to number eight. This is Van Fossen. Van Fossen up the left wing side. Walks. The shot goes well wide. Now it's picked up by Joey Engel. Engel now down and behind the net. That's a turnover. And now here comes West Ottawa. The shot and a save is made by Forgrave. He'll hang on. And a little extracurricular there. Chico pushing away Estridge as a little bit of a fracas in front. West Ottawa players around. Cooler heads prevail. 4:13 left in the third. 2-1 Blue Devils hanging on.
That was smart by Chico. Being a veteran, going over there, hey, you don't need this extracurricular. We don't need to take a penalty right now. Let's calm down.
Drop of the puck, and that's unusual for Dominic. Usually he's the other guy. And now here comes Suhai. Two men breaking in. This is Bauman, the shot. It goes up in the netting, out of play. Good rush by George Bauman. George has played a really good game today.
He has.
And he set the tone of the physicality we knew Suhai needed to do. He's the first guy that stepped up and did that.
Yeah, the physicality is going back and forth right now. There was a good play by Bauman. He came in to his left. He tried shooting right. Let's see what they can do.
Drop of the puck. Shot kicked away. Goes down low, left wing corner. And now up ahead, Suhai picks it up. Evan Hoagland will trail back. Now the Blue Devils with it. Now they'll get it up ahead. Now Avery Wilson will lose it. Andy Peel fires it right back down. In behind the net. Joey Engel. Engel. Engel tap pass up ahead. This is number four with the puck. Avery Wilson. He'll lose it across center. Andy Peel loses it. Now back to West Ottawa. Now it's a play by number two, Andy Peel. Andy Peel bringing it in across the blue line. There's a shot, a high riser. Goes down low into the corner. Picked up there by Brendan Updike. Updike loses the puck, comes back out along the wall. Now it's picked up there by number 12. That's Wiesner. Wiesner's a shot, loose puck in front. And now it's Eli Hills. Hills up ahead to Avery. Here comes Avery Wilson. He'll dump it in with 3 minutes to go in the hockey game. 2-1 Suhai. Now Estritz down low into the left wing corner. Panthers get to it. Eli Hills dumps it down and behind the net. Now it's brought up ahead. Here comes West Ottawa. Reddy will lose the puck. And now it's shot right back in. Down and behind the Suhai net. We get a stoppage in play.
Bauman's getting a penalty, Dave.
And a delay penalty call, as Matt mentioned. Cross-checking call. And Cade Estridge is going off.
Oh,
and he had the right jersey. It's a Blue Devil penalty. 2:48 to go in the third. Not good.
No. No, the momentum, well, it settled down a little bit, but you give it to West Ottawa. They're fighting. They're trying to get this this tying goal right now.
2-1 Suhai here in the third period of play. As the Blue Devils trying to hang on here. And the Blue Devils will retreat to the bench. Timeout, West Ottawa. Panthers want to talk things over. When do you pull the goaltender? That was a question last night for Suhai, and Big Daddy and I wondered. And now on the other side, when do you pull Melcher for maybe a two-man advantage?
I would be considering it very soon, if not right now.
Win the face-off.
Yeah.
If you get it down deep,
another
then
face. Yeah.
Get him off so he can get that extra attacker, perhaps is what you would do in that situation. 2:48 left here. It's been an entertaining hockey game. West Ottawa's played very well, and you know, throw that record out the window. Two wins, 10 losses, and a shootout loss. We talk about they don't play cupcakes down there in the OK Conference down around Grand Rapids.
No, and they play like it. They do not play like a two-win team.
No, you can tell by the strength of their schedule. They only one goaltender on the roster.
Yeah.
It's amazing that they've been going through all these games, and he is, of course, in a COVID world and everything.
Yep.
Of course, Suhai's experiencing that with Mike Bontrager, who's played the majority of the games for Suhai, unavailable this weekend. Why Forgraves got his fourth and fifth action here in the fourth and fifth game, and I think he started about four games as Tristan this year, and he left the fifth game. And now it's picked up there by West Ottawa, picked up by Suhai, and they'll dump it out on the PK down and behind Melcher. Melcher leaves it there, minute 40 to go here, third period. West Ottawa will bring it up ahead. Now the Panthers up the right wing side. This is going to be Jack Keenan. Make that Logan Wieselick. He drops it off. There's a shot. High riser. Goes wide of the net. That was Updike. And now it's going to be back out to center. Picked up by Ian Marzov. Marzov now over. It goes to Updike. And now back to Marzov. Marzov will walk in between the circles. There's a shot. And now it's knocked away. Jay Dunbar fires it down the ice. With a minute 55 to go in the third period of play. And now West Ottawa will bring it up ahead. Stolen away. Kennedy now with the puck. Kennedy walks right in. He'll dump it down in behind the net. Picked up there by Van Fossen. Van Fossen will bring it up ahead. Minute 40 to go. Now up the right wing side. Updike. Updike loses it. Now it's picked up by Goodrich. He'll clear the zone. Now Marzov. Marzov with the puck. Marzov. Now it's dumped out Kennedy. And now back out to the neutral zone. Picked up there by Andy Peel. Peel drops it off now to Updike. Back it goes down low into the corner over to Peel. Peel in the corner back up top. Now it goes over to Updike. Updike now to Peel. Peel sends it in front, deflected away. There goes the goaltender. Matt pointed him for me. Very good job, Matt. Now back out to the point. And now it's blocked. Avery Wilson. And now Kennedy back out to center. Goaltender's pulled. 2-1 lead for Suhai. Under a minute to go in the hockey game. Now West Ottawa brings it up ahead. Now out to center, across the neutral zone. Wieselick moving in. Wieselick down low, left wing corner, down and behind the net. Now Logan Wieselick up ahead it goes. Tap pass, left side, they'll send it towards the net. It's blocked by Suhai. Good play to block it by Kennedy. Now Chico harassing the West Ottawa player for the puck. He came off the bench, comes out to center. 35 seconds to go in the hockey game. West Ottawa with it. Van Fossen is there. Van Fossen loses it. Now it's shot out. There's a shot. It goes well wide. Down and behind the net. Picked up there by West Ottawa. West Ottawa now with the puck down and behind. This is Logan Updike. Oh, Updike now tries to clear it out and try to set something up. No dump of the length of the ice. Suhai has an icing on West Ottawa, and they'll take that. 11.7 seconds to go in the hockey game. 2-1 Suhai, and the goaltender Melcher will have to come out because the faceoff is in the West Ottawa zone, so he'll have to come back to the net.
That was a great sequence of defensive play from everybody on Suhai. Everyone was getting to the puck, trying to get it out of the zone. Good play by Suhai.
Now from the draw. It's West Ottawa. They had the puck 8 seconds to go. They'll bring it out right wing side. This is played by Austin Walks. Walks gets into the corner. Suhai will win the hockey game. And we get a stop. Stoppage in play with 1.5 seconds to go as players went careening into the boards. And a whistle called. 1.5 to go. 2-1 lead for Suhai. As a penalty to George Bauman. Well, that ain't good as Suhai gets another penalty, but still a chance here. They get win the draw, they get a quick shot, 1.5 seconds to go. Now for the draw, Andy Peel for West Ottawa. Hoagland wins it, smart play, gets to the blue line. Blue Devils win. They got out a win, they were missing players, and they get the victory to get a split on the weekend, losing to Cap City last night and winning this game by a score of 2-1. Matt, your final thoughts before I let you get going.
Suhai played a full 60 minutes is what you got to do. They stepped up defensively in this third period, which was the telltale sign of getting this win tonight. Every player did their job. They controlled the majority of the game. Good for Suhai. It was a very good win.
Matt, as always, thanks for joining me. Hopefully we get you back the next weekend to enjoy that new baby and enjoy the playoff football. Good luck to your Rams on Monday.
Of course, good luck to Stafford.
I know you're a diehard Lions fan, but I know your allegiance to Matt Stafford and that you have a team to root for, so good luck to the Rams on Monday night, and we'll be talking to you next weekend.
Yep, we'll see you next weekend.
All right, that's Matt Urbick, one of our hockey analysts of Big Daddy Fridays, Matty on Saturdays, and I'll come back to wrap things up. 1 minute post-game break here, and this is the only one we'll need. And we'll be back to close up shop. Suhai wins 2-1 over West Ottawa at the Big Bear Arena on 1230 WSOO. Hockey Blue Devils win this one 2-1 in a pretty good hockey game over West Ottawa, and the Panthers drop now to 2-11-0-1. Sioux High is now 7-6-2 on the season. Here's the totals of the game. Andy Goodrich would score for Sioux High in the second period of play. It would be a high-rising shot. Before that, actually, West Ottawa scored in the first period at 4:53, and a goal by Logan Wieselik. Assisting on that would be Austin Helder, even strength goal, 1-0. Panthers into the second period of play. Andy Goodrich at 2:16 would score. A blast from just above the right faceoff circle. Evan Kennedy, the lone assist, even strength goal, and it was a 1-1 hockey game. And then from the left slot above the faceoff circle, also in the second period, game-winning goal from Evan Hoagland. He's the top scorer for Sioux High, number 10 of the season for Hoagland, and a 5:19 time of the goal, and Sioux High would move on to the 2-1 win as the Panthers did not have a lot of sustained pressure. They did towards the end of the third period, but could not pump the puck into the net. Tristan Forgrave didn't see a lot of shots, but he did what he had to do to win this game here tonight, and the Blue Devils get their seventh win. They're 7-6 on the campaign. Next game preview, actually first our hockey docket. Sioux High will be back in action Friday. Rodenroth Motors showcase at the Big Bear Arena. Sioux High will take on Warren D. LaSalle Pilots. And you can hear all the action with the face-off show coming your way at a special time at 5:45. And you can hear all the action for the Big Bear Arena here on 1230 WSOL, 1230WSOL.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Either Big Daddy Rick Corbier or Matt Arbick will be with me for the call of that game. And on Saturday, it will be Port Huron Northern playing Sioux High at 2:50 around there with the face-off show. Puck drop should be around 3 o'clock. The late game on Friday will be Port Huron Northern at 8 o'clock, playing Traverse City West Titans 8 o'clock at the Big Bear Arena. Next game preview, Blue Devil boys basketball Thursday night, home to Newberry, and I'll be on the call with Ray Bell at the Sioux High Gym. Tip off show around 7 o'clock, and we'll tip it off about 7:15 on Radio Sioux, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Detroit Red Wing hockey comes your way, 6:45 tonight from the Little Caesars Arena. Wings look to snap their four-game losing streak against Buffalo here on Radio Sioux. Replays of Blue Devil broadcast can be heard at podcast.1230WSOO.com. You have been listening to Sioux High Hockey and the official radio home of Blue Devil Athletics, 1230WSOO. For my partner, Matt Arbick, I'm Dave Watson, saying that will do it for now. The final score was the Sioux High Blue Devils 2 and the West Ottawa Panthers 1 in a dandy game. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.